There we go.
Hi, is that Carol?
Hey there, how are you, Carol?
Good. I guess I'm not muted. Let me start this so I think, there I am.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Welcome. Sure.
We are going to, we're going to keep tonight relatively, well, in theory, relatively simple and brief, but we'll do our best. I know that Marissa will not be able to make it tonight, unfortunately. I believe our other potential new appointee should be joining us shortly as well. So we'll give them just a moment.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, Shirley, how are you?
Fine. I had a little trouble getting in, but that's okay. I got in. Anyway, you had asked about whether or not everybody could be confirmed tonight.
Right.
Okay. Since it looks like Marissa's not going to be here, because we need to stick to real formal things, mm-hmm. let's wait to do the confirmation approval until our regular board meeting with the full board. Okay. However, there's no reason whatsoever that our new nominees can't start doing that stuff now. I mean, on a practical basis.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. I think that makes sense too. I think everybody's going to really, really probably enjoy these two ladies and be glad they're here with us. So
I know one of them, and I know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, y'all really laid the groundwork with Carol, so I don't got to introduce her, but it's a great way for us to just, and at least this way we can all chat a little bit and get to know each other too, and then when we do present at the board, then, you know, there's some familiarity, so that's good.
Yeah, and it would be nice, it's nice to know something about the people that you are being asked to approve, and who is our other person? What is she going to be doing?
So her name is Janetta, and she will be our new communications chair if she's approved.
Wonderful.
I think would be excellent, because then with a secretary and a communications chair, my hope is that means we can kind of double down on all the outreach that we need to be doing. Because it seems like we're going to have a lot of that work in front of us. You know, we've got to kind of reconnect.
Outreach.
Absolutely. We got to do a lot of outreach. And with that, I think we can also begin to lay the groundwork again for some of the things like the youth programs and other events like that, because, you know, hopefully our communications can help establish those dialogues, right? So, that's my thinking, hopefully. Still looking for a youth chair. We'll see. I'm not sure she said she was going to join us, but you know what? I think we'll just in the name of efficiency and time, and the fact that my rice is almost done, I'm going to go ahead and get us started, and then we can have her join us as she does. Zachary Klepman, president of the New Mexico State Poetry Society, calling the meeting to order at, it is 6:37 on January 27th. Of 2022. I'm just going to kind of dive right in. I did send y'all an agenda, but just for the record, that agenda is kind of doing double duty, because it's some of the things I hope to touch on tonight, and then the things that, we'll touch on with the board as well. But I thought it would be helpful for us to at least review some of them together, so we're all ideally on sort of the same page with that. And then I am going to pull up couple of things here real quick. Okay. I'm going to try to share my screen with y'all so we can just look at the agenda briefly, really quickly together. Because I know that I just sent it, so you may not have all gotten it, and that's my fault. I thought I had attached it earlier, but I was moving too fast. Okay. Can you guys all see that?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so we probably won't hit on all these tonight. Like I said, I always get a little ambitious with my planning. I'm always like, oh, we can do 97 things at once. We're great. which is obviously silly. But before I do that, though, before we get into the agenda, I'd like us to take a minute just to introduce ourselves to one another. I think most of us know each other, but also I'd like to check in. I'd just like to see how everybody's doing as well, because I know these are strange days. So I'll start us off. Of course, I'm Zachary Kluckman, if you prefer, president of the board here. And I'm finding life very interesting and very busy, but I am healthy and well for the most part, I think, finally. So, fingers crossed, that's good. But I would love to hear how everybody else is doing. So maybe Bernadette, why don't you start us off and tell us how you've been doing?
Hi, I'm Bernadette, and I am the vice president of the New Mexico Poetry Society. Life in general is busy, but I am on vacation right now. So that's a part of a good thing. Traveling, trying to get a lot of things done, trying to stay more with my family and do a lot of visiting and trying to do poetry, trying to write some poetry, trying to get some of my books out there. And so trying to do a little bit more for myself nowadays.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And we do need to get your book up on the website. That's something I mean to get with you about. I want to start really promoting our local poets, but we'll come back to that. Shirley, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm Shirley Blackwell. I am chancellor of the society and a past president. I'm doing pretty well, actually, better than I have been doing medically. And everything is going well for me. I will be jumping off early tonight too. I'm glad you're gonna keep it simple, because later tonight I'm scheduled to read at Extempore. And I have a new poem for that and for Billy Brown's Fixed and Free Quarterly, which is coming out. I imagine a lot of us will be in that.
You're here. That's awesome. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, Carol, how about you? If you don't mind, introduce yourself. Tell us how you're doing.
Carol Borsello. The ladies and I met on the call not too long ago. So we've got evidence of proof of life, I should say. These days one never knows. I'm looking forward to doing this and working with it. And as you can tell, Zach, I'm kind of relentless.
Absolutely. Which is great. Love it.
So expect that. Okay. I work with you though the best I can, and nothing's personal. I might be demanding things like, where's this? Where's that? I need the other to succeed with this project. I think we have a couple of items that I would like to add to the agenda that I have noticed. Let's see what we get to and through, though, before I bring up my little dial-ins. I'm great. Absolutely. I'm healthy, happy, truth or consequences, lives.
There you go. I love it. That's so awesome. And it's funny, I was just down there not too long ago, but it was for a funeral, so it wasn't very, wasn't a great reason, but. Yeah, but lovely town, of course. So, and if we don't, for some reason, get to those agenda items tonight, please do send them to me and I'll add them to the agenda for Sunday, just in case. Hopefully we can make up for those as well, because I certainly want to hear your thoughts as well. So as you probably heard, of course, Carol, as far as you and Janetta are both going, I don't foresee any issues, but we are going to present you both at the board meeting on Sunday and let you kind of give a little stump speech just to tell us who you are. And let the other board members get to know you, and then there'll be a vote to approve or not approve the two of you. But I, like I say, I don't see any reasons that should get held up, but we'll follow the process, of course, and make sure. We do accept bribes in the form of $50, but I'm just playing.
I got to do it on my merits if that's the case. It's the merits or nothing.
That's okay. The way that recruiting volunteers is, I'm sort of tempted to send you $20. So it's all good. No, it's a great organization. And I think we're going to be able to do a lot of good things despite some of the delays and the COVID and all the other various barriers we've had. So I'm going to just jump right in. I'm going to go a little out of order from the agenda. I just sort of made the bullet points, but I wanted to touch base briefly on the Blackberry Peach National Poetry Slam, update on that. So we've been meeting a lot for that. Many of you probably know Joe Kavanaugh, who's facilitating a lot of this, and he's kind of overseeing a lot of the work and organization. He is got some health stuff going on. So temporarily myself and another lady are kind of filling in to help make sure that communication is staying in place and that things are getting done. So we're just kind of stepping in to help out for a little bit. But during the course of the last month or so, really a lot of December especially, I worked on drafting a state set of state guidelines that are going to go out to all the national, to the state poetry societies in regards to this. So I'm going to send those to y'all a little bit later tonight so you can kind of look them over before the board meeting Sunday, just to familiarize yourself with them, because we are going to have to ask the board, we're going to have to see how people feel about participating in this and then design our participation, how we're going to, how we want to participate in processes. So just briefly, what I could tell you is that essentially the National Poetry Slam, this is an inaugural event. It'll be the first one. It will be taking place in Daytona Shores, Florida in October, over the period of a couple of days. It is intended to have 42 poets from all over the country participate. And those participants will include people who are past winners of the Blackberry Peach prizes that they've been doing for several years, 5 or 6 years now, Shirley? Is it longer than that?
I could tell you when the first one was. It was the same year that you won.
That was 20, I should know this. But while she's getting that, I'll fill you in. So yeah, it's gonna include winners from that event as well as members, each state poetry society that chooses to participate. 2017, there we go, outstanding. So yeah, about 5 years now. Each state poetry society though is gonna be invited to pick a representative for their state as well to go compete at this thing. And there's a few different ways that could happen, which is what the state guidelines are going to be meant to address. They're really going to exist to kind of give folks who are maybe less familiar with SLAM some idea of how to host a SLAM or other some alternative options as well in terms of how they can pick their representative to compete. And then for the states that don't choose to participate for whatever various reasons, we have another date that will open up where we will allow established poetry venues to pick representatives and send them, as well as individual poets who would compete as what we would typically call slam storm poets in the regular slam community, but we're just calling them indies. So there's basically four ways that people can participate, and that's the four of them. And what we'll be wanting to discuss as a board is if we want to participate, of course, and then how we want to participate, so what our selection process will be. So we're going to touch on that Sunday, which is why I'm going to send you the guidelines in advance so you can just kind of look them over and have some ideas of how we might want to do that. I do have a suggestion, and I'm going to share it with you all now because I just so we can be thinking ahead. Because the event is in October, we've set a deadline to register for May. So the idea is that people, even if they haven't picked their selected representative yet, each state poetry society can register and reserve a space for their poet in May. I think it's May 15th, without looking at it. So that way we can reserve a space and we can say, okay, we're sending a poet whenever we choose to appoint them or pick them and just have that slot reserved. My thinking personally, if we decide to participate, if everybody's on board with that, my thinking is that we have the Mindwall Poetry Slam, which exists here in town. We have other slams as well, but most of them have been dormant for the last 2 years, so they haven't really been doing anything. Whereas Mindwall has been actively both online and in person. So it might be easiest for us to just use that Mindwall venue as a way to pick a participant. We could just have a special event, invite anybody who wants to participate and open it up. But that's just my thinking. Shirley.
Zach, I think that we need to be very careful
Okay.
with We need to be sure that there's some separation between the two organizations of, although we may have very many members of one organization in the other, the society and MindWell.
Sure.
We cannot, I don't think it does anybody any good for MindWell to look like an appendage.
Fair enough.
Okay. And you know the reasons I'm saying this.
I do.
Okay. So, it might be a thing where we do it rather than calling them, rather than using MindWell, perhaps what we can do is cooperate with MindWell mm-hmm. or co-sponsor with MindWell.
Sure.
Or something like that. Okay. Yeah. Just a note of caution here.
I think that's a great point. Yeah, that's a great point. Absolutely. Yeah. No. And I think that's definitely something we can look at. And you know, co-sponsorship or co-facilitation might be a great way to go. I'm really only even suggesting it as something because it's pre-existing and because we can then hopefully generate a bit of participation. But yeah, honestly, I'm open to however we want to do it. I think that's a great point. It's a great caution. Go ahead.
Would be even better if we could bring in a third.
Say that again, Shirley.
It would be even better if we could bring in a third entity, perhaps, for that as a sponsor, co-sponsor, whatever we want to call it. I don't know, as you said, Zach, there may not be another venue out there, but, I don't really know, because I think that in this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there youth poets that are also able to participate in this?
There are, absolutely. And my thinking is however we do it, whatever the sponsorship or however you want to look at it basically goes, we want to invite everybody. So anybody from any slam community, of course, is welcome to participate, no matter who their affiliations are, I suppose you could say. Frankly, in my mind, the idea of affiliations in poetry are kind of ridiculous anyways. We're poets. Everybody should be able to go wherever they want. That's just sort of silly otherwise. So absolutely. And maybe we could look at that. I will say, definitely the other slams that are kind of the consistently run ones have been mostly dormant. ABK Slams has done a few things. They've had a few of their poetry and beers. Just for the sake of transparency, though, I will say that if we were to invite them to participate, you should know that Damien and I do not get along. We do not see eye to eye on anything for a number of reasons. And that's a really long history, much of which is personal, and we don't need to get into it. But just to be fully transparent. So if we were to invite them to participate, that's fine with me. I don't have any issue with it. But I just want to make sure that that's out there. And the other option, of course, too, is that we do it completely independently as the New Mexico State Poetry Society. We just host an event and we make it very, very clear that it's open to anyone from anywhere. And we put it up on the websites. MindWell could kind of help promote that and say, hey, there's this event that NMSVS is doing. Feel free to sign up if you want to. My plan is to hopefully share that information with other organizations in the local area as well. So that if people, because we can share it with the open mics, we can share it with the youth communities. We can share it with any of the teachers who are teaching poetry classes and really hopefully get a really wide and diverse array of poets from all over the place. That's what I think would be great. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I think that sounds like a great idea, but in the interest of time tonight, I know that you'll be discussing this later
yes.
on with the board.
Yeah.
So let's ditch that for now and move on.
You got it. Okay.
Carol. No. I think you need to poll people before you just ditch things. Okay. I have questions.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So I went on the National Federation site and printed out the rules for the Blackberry Peach prizes for 2022. What I hear is you're talking about organizing it and getting it ready. What I see online is that they have rules already and that this one runs until March 15th. March 15th is like 2 weeks away.
Right. So I'll clarify. No, that's a great point. And that's one of the things I kind of wish it had been named something else, to be perfectly honest. No offense to anybody, but the difficulty is, so the Blackberry Peach Prize that you're seeing the March deadline for is a separate event than the National Poetry Slam, which has the same name. Yeah. So that's why I say it would have maybe been wise to use a slightly different name, but you know, that's fine, of course. But we will need to make that distinction for folks. So yeah, that is the prize where folks can enter their poems, audio and text to compete for inclusion in the anthology and some fairly nice cash prizes as well. But yeah, it is a separate event. So yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that though. Thank you.
So is it still going to be included in 2022 or is it going to be included in 2023?
For the prize, you mean?
Yes.
I believe that's still going to be for this year. I don't remember what the publication date is exactly off the top of my head, but yeah, that'll be this year. Shirley?
The Blackberry Peach Prize is an annual event that submissions close on March 15th and selections are announced just before the annual convention in June.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you for clarifying that, Shirley.
But the winners of the slam, will that be for 2022 or for
2020? Oh, I see what you're saying. That's a great question. I'm gonna go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, okay. I suspect that what Joe has in mind is that the winners of this year's, the 2022 contests that will be published, and there will be a little anthology like this that comes out for the for this June's convention, and those people will be invited to this October's national slam.
Yes, yeah, I believe that is correct as well, as I understand it. And so essentially, what's going to happen is that the plan is to invite the Blackberry Peach Prize winners from all 5 years. They will get kind of a first bid. So they'll get the first opportunity. In fact, most of those invitations have gone out. And then I'm sure that they will send out the ones for the new winners this year as well when that's done. So that's kind of the first bid. And then there's the May 15th deadline for registration for poets selected through the state poetry societies. And then the other deadlines are a little further out in July, I believe. So the idea is to sort of stagger them so that there's a clear window for each group of, for each door, if you will, into the event. So yeah, it's going to, and you know, to be fair, of course, it's the first year we're doing it. So it is going to be, it's going to have some growing pains, but it promises to be very, very cool event, the really beautiful host hotel and all of that. So I'll share more on that on Sunday as well and get a little bit more into the guidelines so that we can kind of look at that as well, because that may also help us make those decisions for how we want to pick a poet and things like that. And we may not even have to have an event. There are other ways we could possibly. But I am going to go ahead and table that for Sunday unless there are other questions. Okay. And Carol, we'll have a little more time to get into some of these on Sunday as well. So if you have questions, feel free to let me know as well. Also, I should mention briefly that I did also draft a code of honor for that event. So we'll talk about that briefly as well, but that's kind of specific. So, okay. We had talked in the past about having regular monthly events for NMSPS. I had suggested hopefully having a live venue, obviously with Omicron going around the way it is. I have seen so many people get sick recently, even people who are vaccinated. So I'm going to suggest that we do start those monthly events in February, but that we take them and make it virtual. So a very simple solution. But I really want to have that opportunity for us to bring our society folks together, at least once a month. What else? Road trips is something that has been mentioned as well. I know one of those, the first one of those would be this road trip down to TRC in February. And I know there's talk, we're looking at trying to get together brochures and membership forms and things like that. So we have informational packets that we can hand out, which I would love for us to also hand out at events. So like even at Mindwell, we could hand those out to folks and say, hey, here's some information, you know, that kind of thing. And ideally get all of the other open mics in town to do those. I'm sure that Holly and Billy and them would probably be willing to do the same thing. Although most of their folks may already be members, but still, never hurts. Okay, and then the other thing that I had for today personally, I do want to leave a little room for anything anybody else has, of course. Some convention updates just quickly that I plan to hopefully announce. Marissa and I are going to be meeting again this week to try to get a few more things hammered out. I know there was some question of moving the event to another date because April 16th is the day before Easter. One of the difficulties we face with that right now is that we have some people who've already confirmed to participate. And if we change the date, then that may change their availability as well. So we're going to probably suggest that we move forward with the April 16th date at this point. Plus, you know, it's just, I mean, things are kind of, we're already almost in February. So, but on the plus side, I can tell you that we have a couple of featured readers who have confirmed that they will be participating, which is awesome. I'm very excited about that. And I believe we've secured our keynote. Yes, Shirley.
Ooh, you keep talking about all these people, but you never tell us their names.
I'm glad you asked. I'm about to do that now. I was waiting earlier because I wanted to get hard confirmations. I don't like to say anything when it's a soft confirmation, but at the moment it's looking like barring any unforeseen events, our keynote speaker should be Ana Castillo, very, very well-known and established Chicana Latina poet and novelist. Her, if you're not familiar with her, I would say that her and Sandra Cisneros are probably the two most prominent Latina artists in the world of literature. And she also, Ana also lives in Southern New Mexico. So she also has that tie to us, you know, directly, which is really cool. And she's just a sensational speaker and writer. So I think that'll be a great keynote. And then as far as our confirmed features, people who have actually said yes, that we can say have confirmed, we have local poet Lauren Camp, who is phenomenal. And she has been blowing up on the national scene as well. Her most recent book is ridiculous. So good. And I think she got like 8 Pushcart Prize nominations this year or something. So phenomenal poet. Yeah, it's been wild. We also have, and I'm very excited about this, we also have a confirmation from, let me look at my notes to make sure I tell you right. We have a confirmation from Dana Levin. If you don't know Dana Levin's work, she's phenomenal. Again, a national level poet, somebody of great esteem, who is going to be a sensation. Yes, Shirley.
Keynote at the National Convention in Albuquerque in 2013.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. I didn't actually realize that, but that is awesome. Yep. She's a sensational poet. And she's, yeah, again, she's one of those folks who I see as somebody with a very national draw as well. So my hope is that, you know, with some of these folks in place, we may see, since it's virtual, some of our folks come through from, you know, from other areas as well. I'd love for us to have attendance from other states, you know, people tuning in because of these sensational poets that we have. And let me find, there is one more that I am forgetting for some reason. Let me pull them up real quick. And I am working on a couple other folks. I'm just waiting on them to hopefully say yes. Let me pull this up because we have one more I wanted to share with you.
Okay. I'll need correct spellings on the names when we're done with this, Annika's last name.
Okay, you got it. No problem. Okay. Oh, this is the wrong one. Well, that's why. Okay. Oh, I know where it is. Sorry. Bear with me. One more second. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes. And the other one that we have confirmed is our new Santa Fe poet laureate, Daryl Lorenzo Wellington. So he'll also be reading. So that'll be a great. I'm trying to really look at how we broadcast to that national audience as well as our local audience, and still also bring in voices that maybe we haven't heard as much. So it's lining up to be really good. We have some local folks we'll be asking later, but we're just trying to get some of these, because I have feelers out to a gentleman named John Murillo. I'm really hoping he would say yes. And then a couple other folks at that national level. I did reach out to, just to kind of give you an idea of how ambitious I am, I did reach out to Natalie Diaz, who of course won the Pulitzer this last year. She was interested, but we don't have $6,000 to give her. So that didn't work out, unfortunately, but she was kind enough to send a nice, gentle declination, if you will. But like you say, that's where I'm aiming. I want us to be looking ideally at having the large draw and the local draw as well. So, but it's shaping up nicely. So hopefully, my hope is that by next week, I can have some more names to announce so we can start getting all this on the website and everything as well. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I have right now as far as most recent updates. But I want to open the floor up to anything anybody else has, concerns, comments, questions, conspiracy theories, alien propaganda, whatever it may be.
I would like to ask about the webpage and updating the webpage. When I go into it as a new person to NMSPS, the message was informative, but inherently negative. And just because of the situation that happened. And this is from October. When is the webpage going to be updated? A new message from the president.
That's a great question. We did send one out this, go ahead.
Excuse me, one more thing, which I may suggest is having a page on your site for web message from the president. And the blurb opening up should be from your communications chair, who will get the brunt of the inquiries should new people see it. I've always seen websites with message from as a separate thing. Then you tackle those thorny issues there that shouldn't be on the front page for everybody. My concern is because I have a new team coming in. We have the Black Cat Poets. They're going to be checking the site. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with the site. That's me.
That's totally valid. Yeah. And that is something we definitely need to look at. We do have a web administrator, Debbie, who's been working her tail off on a bunch of things. But yeah, I will ask her if she is, and I will get with her on that as well, because you're right, that needs to be updated. We sent one out through MailChimp this last month, so maybe we can get that one put on there. But I like your suggestion about having that as a separate thing, and then having the communications chair. I think that's something we should definitely look at. Because, we want to present as much of a positive face as we can. My understanding is that particular person has now been removed from some other agencies and societies as well, perhaps
that's a separate from us.
Yeah, a separate business, but it is in a way good to know that we're not the only ones that had to deal with that, because it shows that there's a pattern. But I agree, we want to get back to that positive message. We want to get back to,
next question was,
yes,
who do I send these minutes to, the whole U4? Are there any other people on the executive board who are not on this call? Obviously, there are. It isn't just the four of us.
Right.
Treasurer, okay, Helen.
Okay, first of all, I'm not on the executive board. The executive board is only the president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer.
Okay.
All of the other people. I thought before, the chancellor was part of the executive board, but because that is an advisory position, so to speak, I think that when they revised the constitution, they made that an appointed position. So we have an executive board, and those people are all elected. We have the rest of the kind of, you might call it the elected board. These include the chapter chairs, because they are elected by their chapter members. And then you have the appointed board. These are all of our various chairs of different things. And I guess you could say that what constitutes the entire board is all of the elected officers plus the appointed officers.
appointed chairs. Maybe I should call them that, just to keep it good. And so at an executive meeting, right now, if you were to be taking a vote on anything, my vote wouldn't count because I am simply an observer at this meeting. But if it were a full board meeting, I would have a vote, for example.
Right. We need to get you included in these, is my thought, because as advisor, because you're in this meeting, I should send you what I'm writing about you.
Yeah. Well, when you send the minutes out for anything, I believe it is to the entire board. Now, I don't know how you're going to run this, Zach, but I would suggest that what you do is you plan now for the whole rest of the year, set up all of your meeting times for your executive board meetings.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And probably also for your quarterly, I don't know how often you want your entire board to meet, but you should, and Bernadette can help you in that because she really developed a very streamlined plan that allowed the executive board to pretty much have an idea of everything they were going to present to the larger board with most of the wrinkles worked out. And that way you didn't have to reinvent the wheel for every decision.
Right. No, I think that, yeah, absolutely. I'm making myself a note here.
You know, something like third Thursday or fourth Thursday, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Talk to Bernadette about it. She had a great system set up. And she'll be able to give you her input on that. She knows more about it than I do.
Yeah, and we met a lot more right before the convention because it takes a lot of planning, and that's what we did as a team, us four. So.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Yeah.
So do I have permission to send these minutes to Shirley?
That's fine with me, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, and then starting with this next board meeting, then I think that Shirley's right, and we should go ahead and send the minutes out to the whole board once they've been approved, and then we can get back in the process of approving them as
which minutes, the October minutes that you sent out, or the October plus this executive board executive minutes. In my opinion, go to the membership.
No, I don't think the minutes from this need to go out to the membership either. So the October minutes I'm going to send out to the board tonight, actually, as an attachment with the link for the meeting, since you've already sent them to me, and we'll do it that way. But then starting with this next board meeting on Sunday, I'd like to send those minutes out to the whole board after we have them, complete and approved and everything like that.
Okay, and I'm going to need a turnaround on that. Like, I'll do them within 48 hours or 3 days. And you need to turn them back to me so that they're out and gone by a week. Is that reasonable?
That sounds great. Yeah, okay. I love it. So yeah, I'll meet you in the middle. You say 48 hours, I'll give you 48 hours back.
Okay. And on the fifth day.
That's right.
You'll want to bring in your communications chair also to see how you get these things distributed promptly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I've already warned Janetta that, once she's approved, if she's approved, I don't mean to assume, but once she is, then, I'm going to be giving her a ton of work. and she's got a very willing spirit, thankfully. So, because we kind of have to reestablish connection with the community, I think, in some ways. So, so that's going to be one of the big goals moving forward, of course. I mean, it's tough, of course, because COVID is 2 months of this thing. I think everybody's in a weird place for the most part, but we're going to work on getting that back and getting people back and engaged. I mean, the positive thing is I still see, new renewals coming in, it looks like, and things like that, people renewing their memberships and thing, and some new folks joining, and I've had people ask questions about joining and things. So, there's a lot of positive signs, I think, for us to look at as well. And we just have to focus on those things and hopefully give them a really good convention this year so that, people are excited for the next one after that. And we just keep building. That's my goal, at least. let me add one more thing, Shirley, before I forget, and then I'll call you again. I am working on, and I wanted to share this with y'all because I think it's apropos. So between the Blackberry Peach National Slam and the National Federation and this and all the various other things, I'm really working to manage my time better because I know that I have been a little bit hard to get a hold of. And I know poor Shirley especially has probably been so frustrated with me. And I'm sorry, Shirley, I really am. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on scheduling a couple days a week for each kind of business. So I'm going to let y'all know hopefully on Sunday what that looks like, because I'd like to set aside 2 days a week at least where you guys can contact me or expect to hear back from me if you've reached out, so that you know when I'll get back to you, so it's not so vague, because I'd love for you to be able to say, oh, well, you know, I sent something on Sunday and he's got Tuesday's bookmarked for it. So at the latest, I'll hear back from him Tuesday, if that sounds reasonable to all of y'all, just so that it's a little bit easier to know when to expect me to be more focused. because I am trying to manage several different things, and I don't want to take away from any of them, especially this. So, Shirley, go ahead.
To you know, kind of tie on to that part, you've got a bunch of, you have the I don't know if it's advantage or not of being surrounded by a bunch of women who are willing to keep you in line. a bunch of people who are kind of you know, focused on time management and stuff like that. We've all worked in places where you really had to stick to the schedule. But anyway, one of the things I wanted to say is, for these notes that are from the town meeting, was that sent? Did you send that out? Because I have a couple of corrections to that, but I will email them to you.
Get them to me. Do you know, you don't need to see them at this point, right, Zach? If Shirley sends me corrections?
Can, yeah.
So if you get them to me, and we'll get the communications chair to distribute
them. Okay. I'll do that. I have three simple additions, and I'll just send them to you.
Bernie?
Okay, so my one question is, your video contest that was on the line for the New Mexico State Poetry Society already finished?
Yes, I need to look into that and find out if we even got any submissions, because I wasn't, and this is probably my oversight, I didn't get any sort of like reports on whether we were getting submissions or not, and that's really my fault. I should have checked on it or set up a better stream of information. So I'm going to look into that and see what's going on, see where we're at with that, so that we can try to get some kind of winner announced and stuff like that pretty soon. And my impression is that people want a writing contest instead. So that'll be the next thing they'll get. But go ahead, Bernadette, finish what you're saying, and then I'll come back to you, Shirley.
If you could just let us know how it turned out, if we needed to extend it, or if I needed to post it on Facebook and get it out to social media. Because by the time I looked at it, it was like, oh, it's already February 21st. So I can't send anything out now. It's already done.
Absolutely. And it may be that extending it is a good option. So maybe we can, I'll try to get with Debbie and see where we're at with that. And then maybe on Sunday we can decide what we want to do with that, if that sounds okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this contest called, video contest? So I get stuff tailored as possible.
I think we've just been referring to it as the video poem contest right now. I don't think we really named it anything yet. It was kind of a pilot program to see if there was an interest, you know, to see if people would participate.
Yeah, it was called the Poetry Video Contest.
Okay.
And you. It was on our website, yes.
Yes. Okay, Shirley?
One of the problems I've had is not really, okay, this will be helped, I suppose, by getting a newsletter going right away or something like that. But right. I submitted that one article about why I enjoy being in the society, and I don't know where that or if that was ever published.
Yeah, that's a good question, because I didn't see it. It didn't come up in the email or anything. So let me make a note of that as well, because that's something we need to find out.
Okay, because I want to write another one, which is to answer Sylvia Ramos's question that she asked at the town meeting. And this is going to be one of the things I mentioned to you. Carol, I'll be adding this to the minutes from that. Is Sylvia Ramos suggested that we tell the membership what the, you know, what is the advantage of being affiliated with the National Federation? And I have an article coming on that. I think is something that it's important to say. One other thing I want to tell you, Zach, is that on the national scene, I was the chair of the college competition, and that was all done by submittable. And I know how to get notifications when things have come in, you know, because I was the first person to review submissions before I sent them out to the judges. And so, you know, so there's an easy enough way to do that. And have you ever been on the receiving end of a submittable thing, contest?
I have, yeah. I'm pretty familiar with submittable. With the poetry videos, unfortunately, we just had them sent through the website, and then he set up like a whole page with a separate thing. So they went to somewhere, maybe the same place as your article. I'm not sure. We're gonna have to find that out. But yeah, okay. So because we were concerned, a couple of reasons that we didn't go with submittable for that is submitting video through submittable is a little trickier. And also we were concerned about the crossover with all the national poetry contests going on and trying to find space in there. So I still need to get with Julie about that and figure out how we can take advantage of the submittable. Because when we do our writing contest, I definitely want them to come through there. So we can track them easier and kind of have an idea, you know, what's happening.
Right. As long as it's not that kind of March until May timeframe, you can get onto you can probably use the Federation's submittable system.
Okay. That's what I'm hoping, because I know that submittable is god awful expensive. It's ridiculous how much they charge. So it's not really a cost we want to take on ourselves if we can avoid it, obviously, but it is definitely the way to go with submissions for contests.
The Federation has paid on a basis for that incredibly expensive thing. And a good number of months out of the year, it goes dormant almost.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's great. And that was really my question. So March through May, that's good, because we can work on maybe, and I'll double check with Julie, of course, but I think if we could schedule another contest to start pretty soon, maybe, and give it a deadline of like, what is that, June or something, you know? I mean, we could pick something how we want to do it. I would love to have a writing contest that we can get established and kind of, well, no, I guess we'll have to start it in June.
If you're going to extend through Verna this one that we have already, just extend that through June. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that might not be a bad way to go, especially because poetry videos take a little more effort than just, you know, simply
writing. It's in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you find them, and we can continue with it.
Yeah.
Forward.
Although the Blackberry Peak prizes are set up for submittable.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. That's March. Okay. So maybe. Okay. The good news is I have lots of poets I can hit up to judge these things. So. I'll work on, and we can work on getting a contest put together that could maybe start in June after that window, a special business kind of goes down. And we could start with that as far as writing stuff goes. Because if I get one more email from Emery Jones, I'm going to lose my mind. just kidding. But I'll get every day.
You did that to me for 4 years.
It's so funny because I've responded like 3 times.
I even offered him, do you want to support this? I'll give you the job, the position. Right. He declined it. So
absolutely. You know, that's been the best benefit of the video contest so far, is it changed his letter, because he wrote me and went, I don't do poetry videos. When will you do a writing contest? And I was like, at least it's new.
on old Corona. Anyway, one other thing about doing contests after June, or submitting things after June, that's really great, because by the time that the annual convention is over, people know whether the things that they submitted won any contests. And so often the ones that didn't win in that, they're ready to send them to other contests to see how they do there.
Good point.
Yeah, and yeah, that's so, a great point. You know, so that's it. Anybody who wins a contest, any of the contests or the runners up in the national contest, sort of has to pull their, they can't send those poems anywhere until the encore is published. But but Kathy has got the encore down to a science now, where she usually has it all put together and published by about August.
Nice. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. Yeah, I think that gives us a nice window too. And I just like the idea too that we'll be in the fallow season, sort of, giving people something they can do.
Right. And you know, Zach, that you can list those things and put up all the links on the National Federation website.
Okay.
And that's a really good thing to do. And did you attend, or have you attended any of the state president's meetings?
I was at this last one, yeah. I actually presented on the state guidelines for the National Slam there as well.
Great.
Joe and Jessica, who's the other lady that's kind of helping fill in for Joe while he's gone. So yeah, we presented on that. It was a good meeting. It was kind of brief, but I'm trying to put together a report from that. It was a little chaotic, to be honest, but and a lot of what was said was not news, if that makes sense. But I'm gonna try to prepare like a report from that to kind of share back with everybody. But yeah, I was definitely there, and I'll be at the next one and everything like that. So, you know, I'll be honest with y'all. I've been kind of trying to figure some of this stuff out, and I have a bad habit that I'm really trying to be better about, with not asking for help as often as I should. So that was one of my goals for this year, is to be better about asking for help.
You have a whole team of horses.
I will. Right. I will.
You have a team. You've got you're walking the team of horses. Why? Pass it back. We were
absolutely
here to help.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. And yeah, I want all y'all to know, I plan on reaching out a lot more this year. Cause like I said, I'm, it's one of those character defects where I'm like, I have to stop acting like previous situations or the current situation. Right. And that's what it comes to. So I have to change my frame of mind, and that's what I'm working on for this year in a number of ways, actually. So it's been positive so far. And that's part of the reason I'm also trying to do the time management thing, so I can just get myself focused and get myself where I need to be on a day-by-day basis, because otherwise my little manic mind will be all over the place all the time, and then it gets sporadic, and I'm like, hey, let's do a meeting in 2 days, and I know everybody's at home going, this son of a you know, so and maybe they're not plan. Maybe everybody's
and having something, having your next year mapped out is doable. Yes. And it will help everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. I wrote it down here because, yeah, I'm going to work on that this weekend. So hopefully we can put that out and people will know, okay, because we talked at the town hall, and I don't remember off the top of my head. I think everybody said Mondays were pretty good for them, if I'm remembering right from that. But I'll review it. Yeah.
Talk to your vice president and your secretary and your treasurer. And the four of you are the ones who need to sit down together and make out this calendar.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. So you heard that, Bernadette. That means I'm going to be hitting you up. And I'm not saying that like you didn't know. I'm saying that so you can hold me accountable.
No problem.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Shirley. I'm sorry.
Unless you have something more, I need to off and go talk with the fixing people. So anyway, I think
that's great.
Has been very productive. I'm looking forward to having anybody else around. Why was Helen not in tonight? Was she not able to be here tonight?
I'm not sure. I thought she was coming. I was just now looking to see if I'd gotten an email from her. So it may have just slipped her mind. I'm not sure. I didn't see a response. But I'll kind of update her and let her know what we talked about and remind her of the Sunday meetings. And I'm going to fill in Marissa as well, just so she knows what we talked about.
Okay. When you go down to, when are you going down to TRC?
So that is February 6th. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. I am at the moment planning to be able to do that. I think that should be fine. So I'm going to try to, I would like to be there as well. And present, bring some information and stuff. Are you still both going, Bernadette, Shirley? Yeah. Are you all going to be there? Okay.
Yes. We booked them, Dano.
Nice.
Going down on Saturday, coming back on Sunday. And one of the things that I hope you can do while we're there, Zach, mm-hmm. is get down and take a look. If you didn't before, get down into that, what's it called? The Ralph Edwards Park? The one
Ralph Edwards Park.
That, and look at that as a possible venue for an October Poetry Festival. There are, Carol can also tell you some of the things that are available around here. But that is not a bad town for a festival or convention. They've got a lot of facilities that you don't know about.
Okay. Yeah, and I have some friends who live down there as well. So between Carol and those guys, maybe we can, I don't see any reason we couldn't put something together,
Are you bringing Marissa with you? I hope.
I have not talked to her about that yet, but I am supposed to meet with her this week. So I'll ask her and see if she's available. I'm hoping so, but I know that she also has apparently 45 events that she's overseeing every week or something. I don't know.
Oh, good heavens.
She's doing a lot. I keep telling her stop, trust me. I used to do stuff like that too. And then I turned gray everywhere. But we'll see. So I'm hoping, but I don't know yet to
be honest. Okay. Bye everybody.
All right. Have a good one, everyone. Thanks for meeting tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.